August 20th, 2010.
Yes.
And I got born again.
Yes.
And Brother Kevin, this ain't why.
Right.
I got saved because I was a sinner.
Yeah.
And I wasn't asking the Lord for a family. I wasn't asking Him for kids or any of those things. I said, Lord, I'm a sinner, and I need a Savior.
Yes.
But I believe this is part of that deal where the Lord said, I'll give you abundantly above all that you could ask for things. I was just asking to not go to hell. And the Lord said, I'll take care of that, and boy, I'll do a whole bunch more for you. And I say, praise the Lord.
That's right.
I got up this morning and it started my day. Mercy was with me all of the way. Good to stay close, mother, me and all my needs. My Lord is taking good care of me. I'm never forsaken, I'm never alone. One day I'll move into my brand new home. God bless me on measure, just look close, you'll see.
Got a song or testimony?
Shake that boy's hand. Yes, sir. That's good preaching, son. Amen. Bible tells us that the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us that's saved.
Oh, yeah.
Don't matter what mouth it comes from, if it's preaching from the cross, if it's preaching about the cross, don't matter how old he is, amen. To us that are saved, it's the power of God. Amen. I'm glad to know that this evening. Amen. That's been a good place to be at. Amen. Man, it ain't like you get a good dose like this every time, brother.
Praise God. Go ahead, brother.
I tell you what, if you was as nervous as I was, you'd be praying for me. Amen. Amen. It's a good place to be at this evening. I appreciate you, Pastor Church. Amen. I think the last time I was with him was up in Stockton, and he preached, buddy. I'm telling you. And I'm going to tell you something. I think the world needs more of that. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't just because it's us preaching. It's ain't because it's Brother Kevin preaching or Brother Delmer preaching or Dustin preaching, amen, it comes from God.
Amen.
I think that's good. Amen. Appreciate you, Pastor. Appreciate everybody in here this evening. Amen. That's a good place to be. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter number 8, where we're going to try to just be just a little bit. Amen. I hope everybody can hear me. Amen. I tell you what, found ourselves reading in 1 Samuel in the past couple of weeks, I guess, chapter number 8. And I tell you, I get drawn back to this constantly. I don't know. It's just coming. It's just got to where it's. I like reading it. Amen. I'm constantly drawn to the Word. Amen.
Oh, yes.
Man, that song that you sung about the Word, that it'll never fade away. Amen. The Bible says that. What does it say? That the flower fadeth and the grass withereth away, but my Word, amen.
Hey.
It'll stand. Amen. Right. I'm thankful for that this evening. 1 Samuel chapter number 8. Just a little while, just try to just preach to you, and I'm just going to be led by the Lord this evening.
Yes, sir.
And don't let us preach, and amen. If you got something on your heart, if you got to stand up and do something, don't you let us get in the way.
Go ahead, brother.
You just obey the Lord, amen. Yeah. That's what we're trying to do, and I encourage you to do the same thing, amen. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter number 8, the Bible says, and it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second, Abiah. There were judges in Beersheba, and his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, and took bribes, and perverted judgment. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together, and came to Samuel unto Ramah, and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now, the children of Israel, amen, they've done contemplated among themselves. Amen. They want something now.
Right.
Make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
I'm glad he went directly to the Lord.
Amen. Hey.
Amen. I just want to pause just for a minute. That ain't
Praise
the message. But I encourage you, amen, just by what little bit of reading we've done thus far, amen.
Yep.
If you got something on your heart, don't try to beat around the bush about anybody else about it. Go to the source, amen.
Hey.
Bible says in verse number 7, And the Lord said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of the people, and all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. Let's go down to verse number 19. The Bible says, Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, Nay, but we will. Watch what your Bible says. Amen.
Yeah,
amen. Listen to what your word says. It says, But we will have a king over us, that we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. And Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he rehearsed them into the ears of the Lord. He goes right back to him again.
Yeah,
amen.
Thank God.
He says, And the Lord said unto Samuel, Hearken unto their voice, and make them a king. And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, Go ye every man unto his city. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come to you once more, God, I thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy, God, and your grace. And Lord, simply how undeserving we are of it, God, we pray this evening, Lord, that you just give us peace, Lord, Heavenly Father, that your word would go out, God, and settle on our hearts, Lord Jesus. So we love you, God, we thank you, Lord, for being able to save that which was lost. And God, thank you, God, for keeping us from sin, Lord, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray this evening that if somebody needs you, God, that they would just simply not neglect so great a salvation, but God, just simply accept you and the free pardon of sin. Lord, we love you. Thank you for all that you do. Lord, ask all these things in your name and faith believing. Amen.
Hey.
And folks, the thought that I'm interested in this evening, I don't know what else to preach, amen, but that is Jesus Christ, amen. But the thought that I'm interested in, Brother Nathaniel, amen, if you read in verse number 19, amen, is where I want to try to draw our text from this evening. And listen to what your word says. Amen. The children of Israel, amen, have finally got to the spot where God has provided for them all the way up until this point. Amen. And he always has and he always will. But the children of Israel have done decided amongst themselves that what God has provided is not enough. Amen. Amen. That's the text this evening. Amen. That's what your word says. It ain't what Isaac says. Amen. And my thought is this. Amen. If the children of Israel, God's own chosen people, amen, can decide amongst themselves, listen here, that God has not provided for them. Amen. You and I as Christians, amen, the Bible tells us that he would turn unto the Gentiles, which was us. My friend, that does not exempt us. Listen to me. I'm going somewhere with this. Amen. That does not exempt us from thinking that God cannot provide for us. Amen. You realize you start living in sin. Amen. I know, amen, there's saved people in this building. But I'm going to tell you something. The devil will come into your life. He'll begin to corrupt your mind. Amen. The Bible tells us, casting down all imaginations that exalteth itself against God. Amen. My friend, listen to me. You begin to give the devil an inch in your life, he'll take you farther than what you want to go. My friend, listen to me. Amen. If the children of Israel done it, you and I, saved individuals, can do this. Same thing, amen. Listen to me, amen. I want to try to preach this thought to you, amen. It's what the Lord laid on our hearts, just as simple and just as plain as it can be, amen. Amen. The Bible tells us that the children of Israel would have them a king, amen. I want to preach this thought to you, and is I'll have what they're having, amen. Amen. Listen to me. I've heard Brother Greg Jenkins say this before. Amen. A lot of Christians, a lot of so-called Christians and saved people will say that they've got what he would call a Burger King salvation. Amen. Just have it your way. Amen. I've heard it said that before, and you know why it fits. Amen. A lot of times us as Christians, up to us as saved individuals, will get to the point in our life, Brother Nathaniel, listen, I will get to the point in our life if we're not careful that God has provided everything we've ever needed, and then we'll look back and say, well, I wish I could have what they was having, amen. Amen. The children of Israel, listen to me. Amen. They had been provided for by God from day one. Amen. And then they finally got to the point they gathered themselves together. The Bible says that the elders had even got together and said, well, the Lord ain't provided for us a king. Amen. We'll just have what the other people's having, amen. You know why? Amen. Because it was popular, amen. Amen. Listen to me, amen. I know for a fact that the preaching that's come out behind this pulpit has not been popular, amen. I know for a fact I've heard messages come out of this pulpit, amen, that was not very popular, amen. And you begin to look back, amen. Listen to me. That's the messages that's helped you and I, amen. Them messages that ain't really popular, amen. That's the ones that's helped you and I, amen. And we listen to them messages and think, well, we'll just go down the road some other church. Amen. We'll have what they're having, amen. That's what you and I will think if we give any amount of our life to the devil, amen. This is a good place to be at tonight, amen. Amen. I'm gonna just be straight up with you, amen. You don't think that the devil don't mess with preachers, amen? You got some, hey, listen to me. Hey, you got something else coming, amen? Hey, man, I'm glad to get to be here this evening. You know what? I don't want what they're having, amen? Amen. Listen to me. Amen. I know, amen, out the road, amen, you can go and find every church that's got every smoking light show. Listen to me, but I want to be where the Spirit's at this evening. Oh, I'm thankful. Listen to me this evening. I'm so glad, amen, that we can find ourselves in a Spirit-filled church house, that we can neglect the world for just a little while and look unto Him who's the author and finisher of our faith this evening. I don't want what they're having. Amen. Children of Israel done said it like this. We will have us a king. Amen. Amen. They've got themselves in a mess. Amen. You know what your Bible says? Amen. Amen. They said now. Amen. They demanded stuff. Amen. They demanded poorly. Amen. They demanded poorly. Amen. You read over in verse 5 of what we just read. Amen. They demanded, amen, they wanted it now. They didn't want to wait around for it, amen. They done decided amongst themselves that we're ready for something else, amen. You know what they done, amen, why they demanded poorly, amen? Because they couldn't even pray, amen. They couldn't even pray, amen. They done made a decision amongst themselves, amen. Let's read about it, amen. Chapter number 7, look what chapter number 7 was, amen. We didn't even get to read that, amen. Amen. They demanded poorly. Amen. They said in verse 5, they wanted it now. Amen. That's a poor decision. My folks, you go to buy a car, you better pray about it. Amen. You don't just make a decision now. Amen. Amen. I've come to find out you make a decision without praying to God about it, you're going to be in some trouble. Amen. Why don't you just pray about everything? Amen. Amen. Bible tells us to cease. Amen. To cease not from your prayer. Amen. Pray without ceasing. He says, rejoice evermore. Amen. Look what he said in chapter 7. They demanded poorly. Amen. Look what verse number 8 says. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord God for us. Amen. They demanded poorly. Amen. And they couldn't even pray. They didn't even pray. Amen. You know what? They even demanded poorly. They demanded presumptuously too. Amen. Let's go over here to Deuteronomy. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter number 17. This was prophesied by Moses. Amen. Amen. He knew what the children of Israel was going to get themselves into. Amen. You even know what presumptuously means. It's in your Bible. Amen. That means getting ahead of your raising. Amen. That means, amen, not even recognizing that there's a limit, amen. Amen, you get to a point in your life, amen, where you live your life, you live your Christian life without boundaries. Listen to me. That's called living presumptuously, amen. And you know what God will do? He'll correct you for it, Nathaniel, amen. Listen to me this evening. Amen. The Bible says in chapter number 17, this is the children of Israel that's demanding presumptuously. He said in verse number 12, and the man that will do presumptuously and will not hearken unto the priest that standeth to minister there before the Lord thy God or unto the judge, even that man shall die, and that shall put away the evil from Israel. My friend, listen to me. Presumptuous living will get you into a spot where God will have nothing to do with you this evening. My folks, listen to us this evening. I hope that you were not living above your raising this evening, because presumptuous living, not recognizing that there's a limit to what you can do as a Christian, not realizing that there's a limit and a boundary you've got set in front of you to live your Christian life in this evening. You can't live presumptuously and get away from it. Amen. Not as far as a Christian goes, amen. You can live in sin all you want to, amen. But my friend, listen to me this evening. That sin will find you out, amen. Amen, children of Israel, amen. They was living presumptuously, amen. Amen. They demanded poorly, amen, in verse 5. But look what they done right here, amen, in verse number 5 all the way through 8. They discouraged the preacher, amen. Hey, look up in here, amen. You congregation, listen to me, amen. When there's a man of God and a pastor, amen, that's preaching the word, you realize that your words will discourage him, amen. Amen, he ought not let it to, but I'm going to tell you something. Amen. Samuel, he said that he took everything to God in prayer. Amen. Amen. He didn't let that discouragement, listen up in here. Amen. That discouragement didn't get him down. Amen. They discouraged the preacher. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. They discouraged the preacher then. They're going to discourage the preacher now. Amen. Amen. Because we done said it, the preaching that's went out of here is not popular. Amen. You know why it ain't popular? Because it don't run. It don't run with the sinful life that we want to live. Amen. It's simply contrary. Amen. This preaching, it's not because I've preached it. It's not because Kevin or Delmer or Dustin's preached it. Listen to us this evening. The preaching that goes out, amen, it's not very popular. Amen. You know what else ain't very popular, son? I'm probably fixing this. I don't know what kind of nerve this is going to hit, amen. But the way you live your life, amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. The way you live your life might not be very popular, amen. You young people, listen to me. If you got buddies, amen, listen under the sound of my voice, you young people. Amen. If you've got buddies that's sipping alcohol and doing drugs, having premarital sex, listen to me this evening. Amen. That's not popular this evening. My friend, humble yourself before an almighty God. Listen to me and get things fixed this evening. Amen. I'm preaching on, I'll have what they're having. Amen. Don't you think, amen, don't you think for a little while that you can have what the world's having and God be okay with it, amen? Don't you think that you can demand a king in your life and God be okay with it? Bible tells us that God is a jealous God. Oh, amen. Yeah. And you know what we ought to do? We ought to put Him first this evening. Let that be. Let that sink in for you for a little while. Amen. That popular living's going to get you in trouble. Amen. Amen. We'll get to the meat of the message here in just a minute. Amen. Amen. I'm preaching on. I'll have what they're having. Amen. That popularity junk. Hey, I'm telling you something. If you got coworkers that's cussing, you ought not to. Amen. Amen. If you got buddies that's just living in sin, you ought not to do that. Amen. Don't have what they're having this evening. Amen. Don't have what they're having, amen. But friends, I want to tell you something, amen. This world will offer you many things, amen. Sure it will, amen. It'll offer you everything, Doug. I'm going to tell you something. I've been down to your shop before. And I'm going to tell you something. I've got help going down for him changing my tires this evening. I'm going to tell you something. There's other places that I could have been. Amen. There's other places, my friend, that was probably more popular than Doug's Tire Shop. Amen. Oh, but my friend, what was there? Hey, listen to me. Amen. My friend, the Spirit of God. Hey, I'm telling you something. The Bible tells us and reminds us that we're two or three are gathered in His name. He'd be in the midst. Amen. I'm thankful, amen, that we can sit in a congregation, in an assembly of God, and have one come and go this evening. I don't want what the world's having. Amen. I want this right here this evening. Children of Israel said, we'll have us a king. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you something. Who are you going to have king over your life this evening, Brother Nathaniel? Amen. I hope this is sinking in. Amen. This helped me. Amen. I don't know. Hey, I'm telling you, this helped me. This encouraged me because it reminds me, amen, of where we stand at with God this evening. Amen. You realize Israel, they realized some things. Amen. Because God showed it to them. Amen. Sure He did. Amen. Look what God shown to them. Amen. Look what He shown to them. Look, He gave them the consequences. Amen. We didn't even get to read this. Amen. I told you to skip down. Look what it said in verse 10. Look what it said in verse 10. God give them the consequences. Amen. If you're going to have what the world's having, there's going to be some consequences. Amen. Sure they are. Listen to me. You think, well, I'm living my best life. Amen. I'm feeling pretty good. There's going to be consequences to that if you don't know God this evening. Look what it said in verse 10. Amen. And Samuel told all the words of the Lord unto the people that asked of him a king. And he said, here's the consequences. This will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. Amen. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, and to be his horsemen. And some shall run before his chariots. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. If you have what the world's having, the devil will be your king. Amen. Yeah, he will. Amen. The Bible tells us, I believe that the God of this world hath blinded the eyes of them that believe not. Amen. Hey, but listen to me. I'm so thankful that God has made a way of escape this evening. Listen to me. Who you decide to put in your life as king, who you decide, amen, to put in your life to serve, amen. Listen to me. You're going to have to face the consequences this evening. The devil will take everything from you, my friend. Oh, he'll take everything from you. Amen. The Bible tells us and reminds us. My mama says it all the time, that the devil is out to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. He'll make it seem like the life that you're living without Christ is all fine and dandy. Amen. But there's going to be consequences to that one day. Amen. And you know what? Them consequences, listen to me, them consequences, amen. You get under good old-fashioned conviction, amen. Them consequences will start to be, they'll be brought up to the surface, amen. Amen, you'll begin to see, amen, what you need, amen. You'll begin to realize, amen, that you don't want what they're having, amen. You'll begin to realize, amen, that you want to be around God's people. You'll begin to realize that day after day, night after night, month after month, you need more of Jesus, amen. That's what you'll decide, amen. Sure, amen. They've got the consequences laid out before them, amen. He said in verse 13, and he will take your daughters, amen. Devil will take everybody in your family, amen. Amen. I'm preaching on, I'll have what they're having. Amen. Think about this for a little while. Amen. Don't want what the world's having. Amen. You go down the road for a little while. Amen. I don't know. Amen. I don't know all the churches. I know there's a bunch of churches around here. Amen. I get in trouble if I start to try to name all of them, but I'm going to tell you something. Amen. You find yourself in a good Bible believing, King James believing. Amen. Church. Amen. That, hey, that knows where their help comes from, Nathaniel. Amen. Devil will take everything that you got, amen. He'll take your family. He'll take your finances. He'll take your mind, amen. That's why the Bible tells us, amen, that we are be to conformable, amen, unto him, amen.
That's right.
Amen, serving with our heart, soul, mind, and strength, amen. Devil will get your mind. He'll corrupt your mind. Then he'll get out in your life. He'll start to vein out and get your family, get your wife, get your children, get your mama and daddy, get your papa and mama. My friend, he will take you further than you want to go this evening.
That's right.
I don't want what they're having. Amen. Amen. That's the consequences. Amen. Look what he said in verse 14. And he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them. Amen. Oh, listen to me, folks. Amen. Look up in here. Amen. The devil. Amen. I know you say, well, you're preaching a lot about the devil. Amen. God, Jesus himself preached a lot more about hell than what he did heaven. Amen. Hey, look up in here this evening. The devil will take everything you got whenever you decide to get what the world wants. Amen. Whenever you'll decide to have what they're having. Amen. Israel said, we will have us a king. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
They done decided, we've done said it, that what Samuel had done been doing for them wasn't good enough. He was the priest. He was the preacher. He was the judge. He was the one that stood between them and God. He was the man of God.
Right.
And listen to me, amen, us as Christians, don't exempt us from going through that.
Right.
I'm going to tell you something. You sitting up in here, you let the devil get in your mind.
Yeah.
He'll convince you that the preaching that's come out from behind here is not good enough this evening.
Yeah.
Don't let it happen. Don't let him deceive you in thinking that you'll have what the world's having. Amen. Don't let it happen. Amen. He said he will take your manservants and your maidservants and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to his work. He'll take everything you got. Amen. That's enough of the consequences. Amen. That's enough of the consequences. Amen. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. There's also something that God shows them besides consequences. There's a comparison coming up. Amen. You say, what are you talking about? Amen. You read, amen, about what Saul done. Amen. The king that they wanted. Amen. Said that he was a head taller than all of them. Amen. He gave them a comparison. Amen. I'm going somewhere with this. Amen. Amen. God showed them a comparison. Amen. He gave them Saul. Amen. Because he was goodly. Amen. The Bible says he was just goodly. Amen. You read about old David. Hey, look up in here. Amen. David said he was goodly to look upon. Amen. You know who David is representing in this text? Amen. He's representing Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm thankful that what the world has got to look at is just goodly. I'm thankful that Jesus Christ is thankful to look as good to look upon this evening. I'm thankful that I don't have to have what the world's having. It can look as good as it wants to. I'm thankful that I can turn my eyes to something that looks a lot better than this world. Amen. Hey, he gives us a comparison. Amen. Said he was just goodly. Amen. That's what Israel wanted. Amen. He was just goodly. Amen. Amen. David was goodly to look upon. Amen. To look unto. Amen. I'm thankful for that. Amen. That Jesus Christ is good to look unto. Amen.
Oh, that's right.
Amen. Look up in here. You know, you realize even when Saul, amen, whenever Samuel had found Saul, you know what he was looking for? He was looking for some donkeys, amen. Amen, that ought to be a sign, amen. That ought to be a pretty obvious sign that the king you're looking for is looking for a set of donkeys, amen. You realize what the donkey is, amen? He's just wayward and he's stubborn, amen. Amen, but you look unto David, amen, later on in the scripture. Look what he was doing, amen. My friend, he was already tending to the sheep, amen. That's the comparison. You weigh it out yourself, amen. You just weigh it out yourself, amen. Amen. You can chase the donkeys if you want to, or you can serve the king, amen. You can serve him and whoever you want to. You can have what the world's having, but you can have what God's got for you this evening. He doesn't give them a, he give them a plain comparison, amen. He made it obvious, amen. Ain't it good to know that God makes things obvious to us, amen. He gives us a comparison, amen. He weighs it out, amen. He lays it all out before us. He said, you can have what the world's having. Or you can come up here, amen, and you can have what I'm having, amen. 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 You read all throughout Scripture, amen. I'd rather have what the people of God's having any day, amen. Amen. This whole world, hey, I'm telling you something this evening. You can have what the world's having. I'd rather have it in here, amen. This is where we'd rather be at, Nathaniel, amen.
Yep, me too.
Not only through that comparison, amen. Look what your word says, amen. God showed them their consequences, amen. He showed them a comparison, amen. But he showed them compassion too, amen. Amen, we didn't even get to read this. Go over here, amen. Amen, to chapter number 16, amen. Look what God has had compassion on, amen. He said in chapter number 16, in verse number 1, he had compassion because he provided, amen.
That's right.
Amen. Look what he said in chapter number 16. He's talking about David here, amen. He said, and the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel, amen. Amen. He's done give him the consequences. He's done give him a comparison. But your Bible said in verse number 19, nevertheless, amen, the children of Israel said, we'll have us a king. He even said, fill thine horn with oil and go, I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided, amen. In other words, he's had compassion, amen. You read anywhere throughout Scripture, whenever God provides for himself, ain't nobody else got to provide for him, amen. You and I, we don't have to be here, amen. You ain't got to do anything to provide anything for God, amen. He's done provided himself, amen. God's had compassion on you and I, amen. He said, I have provided me a king among his sons, amen. Something else I want to mention to you this evening, amen. Before I'm about done, amen. I tell you what, I felt the Spirit of God here this evening. This is a fine place to be, amen. One other thing, amen, in the comparison that God, amen, will give you, amen, you read it in Scripture, amen, find out for yourself, amen. When Saul, amen, when Samuel went to go anoint Saul, you know what he done, amen? He told them boys that was following him, he said, you just go on, amen. He, in other words, he anointed Saul in private, amen. Sure he did. He didn't want anybody else to be between him and God, amen, and Saul. That's all he wanted there, amen. You read about what he done with David, amen. Amen. When you have what the world's having, you'll get off by yourself, amen. You'll think that nobody else will know about it. You'll try to hide it from God. Am I my friend? It ain't going to work this evening. But look what he done with David, amen. When old Samuel come up to Jesse, he said, you got any more sons? He said, yeah. He said, I got one. He said, he's tending to the sheep right now. You know what he done whenever God told him? He said, that's the one. You know what he done? He anointed him amongst all his brethren, amen. In other words, he wanted everybody to see, amen. My friend, when God does something for you, you want everybody else to know about it this evening. Ain't it good to know whenever you get the anointing of the Holy Spirit, amen, you want everybody else to know about it this evening. Oh, my friend, that's good to know, amen. Amen, you can have what the world's having, my friend. It's free, amen. Josh, it's as free. Amen, we could go out here and do whatever we wanted to, amen. Hey, probably ain't just but a few laws there to stop you, amen. Amen. But watch that. Amen. The law's been broke before. Amen. Go out there and live any old way you want to. You'll suffer the consequences for it. Amen. Sure you will. Amen. The Bible tells us very plainly, amen, that the wages of sin is death. Amen. Amen. I thank for the gift of God is eternal life. Amen. Through Christ Jesus this evening. I'm so thankful for that, Brother Doug. Hey, I'm telling you something. I hope that made sense to you this evening. Folks, I'm telling you, that's what all I had on my heart. Amen. Amen. You can have it your way. Amen. You can have it any way you want to. Amen. Amen. But when you have an understanding, when God gives you an understanding about where you're at with Him, I don't know your heart this evening. I don't want to know your heart. Amen. But ain't it good to know that we know somebody that knows everything about you and still loves you this evening? Amen. I'd say if I know everything about you, I wouldn't love you very long. Amen. Amen. That's why it reads over in Psalms chapter 136. That's why all them verses end with his mercies endureth forever. Amen. Amen. Folks, I appreciate you this evening. And I love you with all my heart. Amen. The Bible talks about the things that accompany salvation. Amen. You read about that. Amen. I think these are the things that accompany salvation. I sure do. Amen. You get yourself tied up in a place like this very long, whether you're saved or not, you're going to get convicted. Amen. Amen. Whether you're saved or not, you and I still need more of Jesus this evening. Oh, my friend, I'm so thankful. Amen. That we can, you can have what they're having. Amen. I think myself, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know how qualified I am to say this. I know for sure that I've done it. Amen. That you walk into any restaurant, maybe you ain't never been there before. Amen. You see a plate of food come behind you and you say, Doug, boy, that looks good. Amen. Never tasted it before. Amen. Don't know what it costs. Don't know what it's made of. You know what you'll say? You'll say, I'll have what they're having. Amen. You've done completely judged everything in your best interest by the way something looks. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Don't do that with sin. Amen. Don't do that with sin. Amen. As somebody with a healthy appetite, I'm going to tell you, I've said I'll have what they're having, and it didn't work out good. Amen. I said, well, it looked good for a little while. But listen to me. Amen. I'd have rather had something else, Nathaniel. I'd have rather had something. I would rather just prayed about it. Amen. I'd rather just prayed about it and asked God, God, what do you want me to have? Amen. Amen. I'll have what they're having. Amen. You can have everything you want to, folks. I'm done. Amen. Whether you want to come up here and get a song or somebody testify or something, I'm going to tell you something. This old world, I'm going to tell you one last time, amen, will offer you many things and make you think that it's okay to have what they're having, amen. Yeah. This world, amen, the devil, Satan himself will convince you, and it won't take very much if you don't find yourself in this right here, amen. And it won't take very much convincing that you would rather have what the world's having. Children of it, God's chosen people, amen. They done been took care of long enough. they done said, well, we'll have us something else, amen. My friend, don't ever get yourself in a spot to think that what God's got for you ain't good enough, amen. Just have what He's having, amen. I'm thankful for that this evening, church. I love yous with all my heart, amen. Go ahead and sing, sis. Amen. Brother Kevin, come on up here. Amen. I love you with all my heart, and I want to let you know that. Amen. Whether if we go out of here, amen, and what's to just die, amen, I don't know. Just let it be known. I believe in giving roses while we're here. Amen. Yep. And folks, I love you. I love you, Brother Kevin.
Amen. I love you, buddy. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. You've